Well, hello again, Marcela.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for accommodating the time for me that you had to get up a little bit earlier.
Oh, it's perfectly fine. In fact, I'm so happy to have you. Hello, everybody. Thank you for dropping by. Welcome to the newest episode of Gamify Your Life, where we talk about success and how to accomplish our goals in the shortest period of time by applying the principles of gamification. And we speak with some of the finest social media experts, successful people, mentors, coaches, guides, philosophers, sharing their indelible knowledge and helping people to transform their personal branding and their businesses to a whole new level. As you know, we have been experiencing pandemics and wars, and that has been devastating our personal lives. And it's increasingly important to build our personal brand, and it's increasingly important to have multiple sources of income. And today we have an extremely special guest with my request. Thank you so much. I found this pearl of a person in Clubhouse. Her name is Marcela. Thank you so much, Marcela, for dropping by. And she is an incredible mentor for TikTok. What I call her is TikTok queen, with staggering 70,000 followers. I mean, I don't even have that much. I can't even imagine that much of social media following in the coming 7 years. But now that said, Marcela, first of all, thank you so much for dropping by. It means a lot.
Thank you so much, Anirudh. This is such a wonderful introduction. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have almost 70,000 followers, but as I said, I will be honest with you. It's so easy for anybody to have that amount of numbers of followers on TikTok. It's not easy on the other social media. You're right. I have been on, Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube forever.
And I always
thought, oh my goodness, 70,000 followers, that's a public figure, that's a famous person, that's a celebrity, just somebody, actor, singer. And TikTok made such a huge difference in a social media following, because normal, average, ordinary person with some type of talent can have millions of followers, and their lives can change immediately as soon as you start working on this platform.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, Marcela, first of all, congratulations for such a phenomenal following. It's not just like people are just tapping on the follow button. You're adding value to their life, and that's precisely what our listeners are going to learn today. So what did you feel to start with? When you got that much following, did you anticipate it? And what's your story on TikTok?
Oh, my story is, it is actually very inspirational for especially older generation, people that are like 30, 40 plus. The younger ones, they see me as an authority, and they do respect me, and they like me, and they feel like, oh, well, they also admire the fact that I'm older and I made it on TikTok. But at the same time, it's really simple and easy for them too. If you are younger and you have some message and fine spirit and talent, you can become truly, absolutely star and big influencer in any country around the world if you use TikTok because of its algorithm. And that's what I'm teaching people. I'm teaching people now, business professionals, especially business small owners, small businesses, how to use this social media platform, how to tape the videos, because one video, you can get suddenly viral, and from millions of views, you can get all these followers. And if you have something, some value, let's say you are into personal development, you are improving people's life, you are psychotherapist, you are a doctor, you are a lawyer, you have something valuable, you can share the message, and people will immediately start following you because they want more.
Incredible, incredible. That's incredible, Marcela. Firstly, you obviously, it's not an ad hoc thing that happened that overnight you got so many followers. You've been strategically working on TikTok. So first of all, I love your t-shirt. I just love it. It says TikTok all over, and that really sets the vibe and it really sets the mood. Tell me, who is Marcela Kotrikova? Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, I felt like you were about to pronounce my last name, but it's just such a Eastern European name that is so difficult.
I just don't want to mess it up the first time I pronounce it.
Kotrichova.
Yes. Okay, Kotrichova. Okay, Marcela Kotrichova, right?
And so, I'm going to try to pronounce you. Anirudh Cheruvu.
Cheruvu. Yeah, that's all. Cheruvu means pond.
Pond.
Yeah, the lake.
Pond, the lake. Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Right. All right.
My name is nothing.
Kotrichova. All right. Marcela. So who is Marcela Kotrichova as a person? And who is she as a coach? What is your story?
Mm-hmm. I will say what actually people say about me and how they see me from mm-hmm. the messages that I get, because mm-hmm. it's hard to kind of describe yourself, mm-hmm. but they usually say that they see me as this fun, playful, trusted person that is kind of like acting like a child throughout the videos, mm-hmm. but at the same time...
You're childlike, but not childish. There's a difference.
Childish. Well, I am childish too.
Okay,
yes.
You're childish too. Okay.
I like to play.
I find your videos extremely funny, firstly. You're wittier than I thought.
Thank you so much. And you don't understand the message. That's the part of it. Why I became so, why I grew so fast on TikTok, because my storytelling was always about me pretending being a silly mother. That right. she expects something and mm-hmm. something else is happening at the end. So right. the unexpected, I use element of unexpected in the video, which right. is actually emotional trigger. So people like it and the teenagers like it, kids like it. So they started to follow me for the story. And then when I started to stream, I wanted to show who is really Marcela, because I am about spreading positivity, spreading love, helping the teenagers. Especially my main mission was to help them with feeling you can be more than you could ever imagine. And if you have nobody around you telling you are special, you can mm-hmm. achieve a lot, right. I am here to tell them, because I have experienced this in the United States. The people are very supportive. Culture is different. Mm-hmm. I was married to an incredibly supportive person who was so much supportive and inspirational, and felt like you can do it, you can achieve anything you want.
That's
and
wonderful.
Just hearing it helped me a lot with my mm-hmm. self-esteem. And I want mm-hmm. to do this with the kids too and teenagers that follow me.
Incredible. So who was Marcela Kotrichova before becoming a TikTok star?
Well, before TikTok, I was English teacher with kids, small kids. I franchised this method by Steve Watts, What's English, mm-hmm. which, by the way, has over 4 million subscribers on YouTube. He's really cool. He has this puppet Maggie. So mm-hmm. I was driving around the school, teaching kids English, because that was my first mission before TikTok even and Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want the kids in Czech Republic to know English well. Really, mm-hmm. really like speaking excellent English, not broken English, because if you mm-hmm. have some talent and you want to compete around the world, or you want to show yourself to the world, you have to really be able to present yourself
right.
And English right. is the language. So I was spreading the message about teach the kids when they are small, not when they are 15 or 20 years old.
Oh, absolutely. 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 So how do you think TikTok growth is different from any other platforms? And what was your experience about it?
And also when you asked me who I was also teacher, mm-hmm. English teacher, and I was also business owner. I have an accommodation business, so I was accommodating tourists, and it all stopped because of COVID. Tourist couldn't come, my
Yes.
business stopped. Then another business, we had a restaurant. My daughter's father is a chef, executive chef. So we had to
Right.
close the restaurant and I had to close my courses. So nothing, zero. Three income
Right.
streams and it just was shot immediately to zero.
Oh, that
And
should
then
have
I...
been shattering for, in fact, if cutting off one income source itself is huge in terms of the outcomes by the end of the month, then cutting off three sources of income. How did that make you feel? What were the challenges that you're facing that
Yeah,
time?
I was a little bit scared, but I knew that government is going to help us a little bit. And I knew that I'm going to come up with something because of my skill set that I will either teach online or I will do something else that I can generate income. And I had some savings. I was not
Right.
like totally broke. So I used that whole, you know, saving for my loans and I remodeled the house and the accommodation business. And I just waited. And I started to use TikTok.
Right. So let's talk about something funny. How was your feelings in the mornings when three sources of income was chopped off and you're going through certain certain challenges at that period of time? What were the thoughts that came to your mind the first time you got up in those days?
Oh, mornings. I did not feel really that depression, depressed like some people, because I did not watch news. And the news that I, no, I don't turn on the news. But
Right.
when I watch social media, you get the news too. But
Right.
it's a balance, you know, you
Right.
get the news, but then you get the fun. And as soon
Right.
as I started to work on TikTok, it was the second part of the COVID, because the first part I didn't know yet about TikTok, but I was focusing so much on other things. And then summer came, suddenly it all opened again. And then it was the second part of COVID in 2020, the fall,
Right.
which was the worst, where I felt like, yeah, the money didn't come. It kind of stopped again completely. And the TikTok, because when I went there and I saw immediately that the algorithm is made up, that it's helping you to be seen, that I felt like I'm going to make money again.
Right.
I'm going to have so many followers that I can either come up with some online course, English course, something else, and I will have the followers. That's how I started to feel this, like immediately after a month or 2 months producing the videos. This is my
Right.
future. This is my new me.
Right, absolutely. So when you discovered that, what was the first reaction when you started seeing the spike in analytics of TikTok?
Oh, I immediately knew that I will help the children, the teenagers. And instead of having 30 kids in one school that I had to drive 20 kilometers to get in, I can have here 2,000, 5,000 kids that I can produce the content for, and they can come to my live, and I can one day I can drive to their school and I can talk to them physically because they will know me from TikTok.
That is so special. So special. Marcela, firstly, you're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful woman and you're super gorgeous. And I sincerely thank you for dropping by for my show. And firstly, for my listeners, what could a layman do, a layperson do to grow his following, to build his personal brand and eventually influence and empower his business? Or first to start with, how do a layperson build a personal brand through TikTok?
Okay. Yeah, on TikTok, first thing you choose, you decide what is in your business that is helping people. Which element of your business is the one that is either helping or educating or creating the comedy fun style that you can still somehow add something to your e-shop that people would buy eventually. So, you know, these three elements, comedy is huge on TikTok because TikTok is an entertaining platform. But now, after a year, I am teaching entrepreneurs to teach, not to be a comic like me,
right,
but to teach others.
That's your unique quality of inducing humor into TikTok, is that's your unique selling proposition, right? So
yes.
And you encourage people to have their own unique selling proposition. Like you have two major unique things about your TikTok and the way you present yourself that I found that very, very fascinating is, firstly, you're extremely humorous, and that connects with anybody of any gender, any age. And the second thing is your stories are driven by narrative, right? By something that people would anticipate. So you do encourage individuals to bring out their originality. What are the two qualities or three qualities that you can showcase? Now, what do you suggest in this regard for people who are trying to build and trying to experiment? So do you want them to experiment and try and fail and improve based on the feedback? Or do you think they can follow something that's tried and tested and something that's predictably increased their following?
Okay, yeah, what I suggest is first to watch on TikTok within your niche. Like, let's say you are a doctor. Dr. Aman is on TikTok, has over a million followers.
Oh, wow.
His book here. He's an older guy, like almost like 70 plus, something like that. But he is on TikTok, and I would suggest or recommend everybody, business owner, to look at for the people that are similar in similar niche or either competition, you know, it doesn't matter, but check what they do and see how you feel if you were doing it similar way. Like, this guy is not doing any jokes. He's just literally talking to people on TikTok about brain, how if you're gonna eat sugar, how brain is damaging your how sugar is damaging your brain, how alcohol, whatever. So you can be serious and still have a huge engagement because you are educating people fun way. Right. Videos are taped with movement, with fun, with all these effects. Mm-hmm. But he is just seriously talking. Doesn't have to be always like contrast and fun and ending different and storytelling or judging something or guessing game. But those also help, guessing games or having people to guess something and also increase a lot of because of the algorithm, people are commenting, and TikTok is pushing the videos and showing it more people and more people.
Right.
That's the beauty of TikTok.
Absolutely. That's interesting. It's an interesting example that you put up being a specialist in what you do can also add value. You can still add value through your videos. So how did you start learning about TikTok and its algorithm and how it works? And how does that learning reflect in your practice?
This is funny, Anirudh. I am Capricorn, born in January. We always usually go like, and we don't analyze, we don't wait, we don't study too much, just do it. We just go and do and learn from the mistakes. So what I did
I'm Gemini and I analyze. I want to have a plan, I want to have a strategy, I want to know, make sure it works. And with that strategy, I will implement and I'll match that strategy with my implementation. So I'm very analytical. So I need to know beforehand what I'm getting into. But yes, it's funny that happens. Like, go ahead, please.
That's how I was. You know, I didn't even ask anybody about, are you using TikTok? What are you doing there? I didn't even study the people. I just made a video, put it up there because my daughter was using it. And it had 5,000 views. The next one had 75,000 views. And then I started to shape the quality of the videos, the lightening, the knowledge. And I'm not, seriously, I have taken, I bought a course on TikTok after I had already made over 300 videos.
Wow. After you made 300 videos, you bought a course on TikTok.
It was just because I knew this guy who was like an influencer and he established agency in the in Prague, in the Czech Republic for corporations, companies to learn TikTok. So I said, okay, let me buy the course. Let me just test it and see what's in it.
Now, how much did you buy it for?
It was like $100. It was $100. Yes. $150, actually. $150. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap. But it was
course,
like,
of course not.
And I learned one thing. Everything else I already knew. I learned one thing, how to do a loop and get more watch time. So I recommend learning, studying. Yes, it's good, but it's not necessary. you can become star on TikTok. You can just be natural, have some unique proposition, unique message, especially now on Europe with war.
Right.
You would see so many people from Ukraine becoming viral and having thousands of followers just because they shot one video from the street of protest or war zones.
Restricted zones. Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, what's going on around is definitely dispiriting. And I believe that these are the times when you focus on yourself and when you focus on your strengths and discover your strengths and really unleash what you're truly capable of and explore what you're truly capable of, right? That's one of the key things that one must be focusing on in these dark ages and times. And I'm sure that this is going to pass, and I pray that this is going to pass with minimal casualties, because we don't want another life to be subjected to war. I mean, war is human made, right? It's pandemic is not human made. Pandemic is like it's nature made, right? Okay, so what are the top three strategies that you suggest for someone who's beginning with TikTok to help them increase their following and have effective value added to their audience?
Yeah. So number one, like I said, when you download the app, watch others. Watch others and choose your style. Choose and copy, because TikTok is so cute and it's like over billion users. So even if you choose to copy someone, you're still gonna be original, because you have different voice, you look different, you have different scenes, you speak different language. You can just maybe copy the style, because there's so many styles and I cannot even describe it. I have a list of styles that I was just doing course in Czech language on Sunday. But it's good to see what styles are, because you can choose. Sometimes for people it's hard to decide, okay, how am I gonna shoot the video? What storytelling? Or am I just gonna say the message? Or am I gonna play? Or two roles? Am I gonna play two roles? So for people it is sometimes difficult to choose. So they have to observe. And then that's a strategy number one. And then second one is, do not try to be perfect. Do not be like perfectionist. It doesn't matter. Right. TikTok is not Instagram. TikTok is not LinkedIn. It's a platform about communication. If you are skinny, short hair, you're going to find people that they like it always on TikTok.
Right.
You will find your tribe.
Absolutely.
Or ethnicity too. People in Czech Republic, actually the most famous TikTokers in my country are Vietnamese people, because they are from different culture, they speak the language, but they're so unique, talented, fun, and it's for us, it's really cool to watch their cuisine, their worries, their imagination, how they interact with people, and it's so much fun that they are actually the biggest influencers in my country.
Absolutely.
People from Vietnam.
So in your experience as a TikTok coach, what is the best thing for the most effective TikTok growth in terms of frequency, in terms of content creation? How many videos per week? How consistently? And how can you help track the momentum of the progress?
Okay, this is interesting. I committed myself to make 3 videos a day, which is a lot for some people, especially if you are creating storytelling or videos that have some type of acting. So some people do. I have actually met a lady that she is like my age. She has over 100,000 followers. She grew faster than I did. And what she did is really amazing. I didn't want to use it because I felt like maybe I'm copying someone, but she did it. She would use the trends. She would see viral trend from America, Canada, coming on her For You page. And she would just make that same trend in Czech language for our audience. And it was short videos, so short videos, 15 seconds, trend or new filters. She would test all the filters. TikTok is putting always new filters into the gallery. And she would use them all. She would make like a little story or little talking and test the filter. And boom, she had 15 second video posted. So she would be posting like quick short videos that had no meaning, really meaning, but they were like filters or some trends or duets. And that's how she grew really, really fast, because people would comment always. They would have some opinion to it. And if she was pushed to For You page to a lot of teenagers and kids too.
Right, right. So in a sense, find your tribe, be original, and analyze someone who is already successful in TikTok, and analyze how they're growing and what sort of reels they're doing, and be consistent, right? The number four, be consistent, right? Yeah. At least two videos a day, at least one video a day, because I believe that there's one interesting aspect that we could touch upon in this occasion, Marcella. Being consistent with TikTok helps your mental health. You want to comment about it?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah, I'm so glad you asked about this, because this is how I survived the whole COVID thing. We did not experience any anxiety, because we were like, everybody was locked down in the house. You couldn't go anywhere. Everybody was scared, you know, and everything was online, kids home, no income, no nothing. And then TikTok made us feel like we are special. My daughter was always, mom, you gotta start streaming. I had about 10,000 followers, and they were asking me, can you stream? Can you go on stream, live stream, live stream? And when I did my first live stream, I was like, wow, there's 60 people there, and then suddenly it'd be 100 and 150. And so it's kind of like that. And you feel the connection. You feel they ask you a question. You can help them to answer. You can help them to feel better. And you don't feel alone. I tell everybody that if you have TikTok, you will never, ever feel alone. Just like Clubhouse. You will never, ever feel alone if you go on Clubhouse.
Absolutely. And that's where we found each other, right?
Yes.
That's incredible. The Clubhouse is really amazing. So Marcella, in your journey of TikTok and the way that you're working with your clients, what are the top three things that you tell your clients? What are their main challenges? And what do you advise them usually?
Challenge for them or my challenge or with TikTok?
Their challenge. What are the key challenges that your clients face, and what should they do about it?
Okay. Most of the time they ask me, oh, am I too old for it? You know, they think that age is a limit. Because they heard TikTok is for kids, it's teenagers, but It's not. TikTok was never really meant for kids, never.
Right.
But because they use the platform and they are so such a dominant group, we should be actually happy and glad that they are there, because they're supporting your account. I grew because of teenagers and kids, and I can build my business on it. Everybody else who is having a business that is designed and focused for adults, It's okay, because they, even though their mission is to sell to adults, the kids are supporting it. The kids are making your brand. You are visible. You are seen. You have all these followers, and they are pushing your videos to be seen by the adults on TikTok, silently watching. They're just silent observers. Mm-hmm. They don't usually comment. They don't usually post anything, but they're just watching.
Right.
And there's like millions of people on it too, adults and older people.
Absolutely. That's interesting. So how did that transition into business, right? Growing in TikTok and eventually transitioning that into business and building your business and your client base based on your business, because the clients that you're getting, I would say 80 to 90% of the clients, they already know you. And I'd say 95% of the clients, they already know you. They've seen your work. They've consumed your work, and they believe in that. And they feel that it's an investing working with you, right? How did that transition work from growing, adding value in TikTok, and growing your followers, and then setting up a business? Because most of your audience were teenagers, right? And you eventually got clients, paid clients, who are not necessarily teenagers, but it could be teenagers also. So how did that transition work? And what were your expectations and how did that happen?
Okay. My transition was that I was creating content, basically comedy and inspirational videos, like personal development type of videos. Right. And I knew I cannot sell anything to these teenagers and kids, but I grew with them. And then I started to position myself as a TikTok coach, even though I didn't have a course yet. I was already advising them. I was doing TikTok review account on live streams. We would be like sitting for an hour and I would go, okay, Alana, yeah, let's go look at your account. Okay, Frank, let's go look at your account. And then we would look at, I would post on the camera and they would see the account and I would tell them, okay, here you can do this. You can try this. Let's do this. And we would like support each other and I would support their accounts. And that's how I became like a TikTok coach for the accounts and teenagers accounts on my live stream. And I get adults too asking me, they go to my live too.
And what were your average audience, live audience be?
On lives, sometimes it depends if other big influencer is streaming at the same time.
Right.
So it goes from 40 people to 220, but they're like 220 is usually like for a few minutes. Then it goes down, then it goes up, then it goes down. And after 2 hours of streaming or an hour of streaming, usually it goes down because those are the ones that they want to listen or talk and have a like a conversation.
Absolutely. And consistently speaking in front of the camera in portrait mode for 15 seconds on a particular topic and adding value every single day obviously develops a lot of communication. Especially in terms of the skill that you develop and based on the feedback that you get, the comments that you get, how did that quantifiable skill that you're developing in communication, of course you're a fantastic communicator, when you witnessed this improvement in communication within yourself, how did that reflect in your the stats of TikTok?
You know what is the main observation is the words that I use over and over. So I can now hear them and see the words and I'm like, I have to get rid of this word, even in English.
Yes.
Being on Clubhouse.
Yes, try to use different words. It happens to me too.
Yes, and you realize that you are using one word over and over.
Over and over again. That is so valuable. That is so valuable. That's you pointed out something that's very valuable, Marcella, because of when, and you can only come up with such things when you be consistent, when you make content, when you constantly add value and see that there are patterns to your presentation. And some patterns are redundant, right? You can get rid of them. The more, if you get rid of those patterns, your presentation will be a lot better and there'll be more reception. They'll like, people will be liking it more. So what do you suggest? Our listeners who are growing in their TikTok and want to build their business.
They don't have to wait until they have 70,000 followers. Do it. Build a business right after 1,000. When you have 1,000, you can add a website, the e-shop. Great. If you don't have your own business, get some affiliate marketing, courses, e-shop. Anything, or merch. Well, merch is hard to sell, but some items that you don't have to store, but if people order it, the company is going to print it out and ship it for you.
You're talking about drop shipping.
Yes. In US, there are like many websites I have written down someplace, but I haven't used it myself because my business is now related to TikTok coaching. And I have it my website there. But eventually, my plan is to go back to what I used to do. I used to actually create English summer camps for kids. And I want to do one for TikTok English summer camp, which would be the first one in my country. No one does it. And I want to do it. I know it has a huge added value because it's in English. I would hire English native speakers.
Totally.
TikTok influencers.
Indeed.
And then it would be the TikTokers instead of the kids and teenagers. That, because my daughter, she goes every single year, she goes to YouTube camp.
Wow.
YouTube camp. And Great. It's only about YouTube, YouTubers, influencers are the teachers, the person that takes care of them in the group. It's
Excellent.
A YouTuber.
Right.
So
right.
I want to create this for TikTokers, for influencers, for the kids, kids and teenagers. And that's my plan. I'm just working on the finances,
right.
trying to decide the place, the location. And and then I will start. And I know this is going to be huge because of the following I've built. They trust me. There's no other TikTok summer camp in the country. And
Absolutely.
Kids always have to go to some summer camp. They go
Absolutely.
To swimming, basketball, hockey, or bike summer camp, whatever.
Yes. These summer camps will be interesting for them because that'll engage them for quite a while. And I always save the best for the last. Let's talk about how the algorithm of TikTok evolved and what are some of the secrets that you can share, if you can, about TikTok algorithm and how the potential audience who are growing in TikTok can make use of this knowledge, these secrets.
Secrets, there's no really secret. It's just,
right.
it's simple, but most of the people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They ask me questions like, how do I get on For You page? Or you would see a YouTube video that TikToker would explain like, this is the way how you get on For You page.
Right.
This is actually not true. You will get on For You page always. Every time you post a video, you are getting on For You page. But you are getting on For You page of people that have commented on your previous video, that have shared your video or liked and watched, because TikTok is recording your behavior. TikTok sees the behavior of others, how they interact with your content. So if like my video shows on your For You page and you will comment or you will like, then you will see that next day you open TikTok, Marcela is again on For You page because you have commented. You have I'm in Czech Republic and you are in the United States.
Right.
But I will appear on your For You page and my video is not viral. My video is not like shared 50,000 times. No, it's because you have been my supporter, my account, you're commenting on my videos, you like my content. So this is how, when I post my video, I can tell how TikTok is shooting it on For You page. TikTok is taking my video and shoots it like 50 teenagers that have commented like yesterday on my video. And then it shoots another 50 to totally new people that I don't know. They never followed me. That's the beauty of TikTok. This is the brilliant algorithm that TikTok is shooting your content on For You page to a lot more people that are not your followers than they are followers. Because Instagram is not doing that. Instagram is shooting your content to people that they already follow you. And if you look at your statistics, you will see your video has been seen by 75% by your followers and 15% by non-followers. And in TikTok, it's not like that. TikTok is constantly showing your content to new people, the people that that not follow you, that don't see you, they have never seen you. And that's why you grow so fast, because they will discover you. It's like, oh, because it's matching through, he's matching it through your preferences, through your user preferences, and through your hashtags and his hashtags. That's why it's always like growing.
Right.
You get followers every day.
Right. And that's how you grow and that's how you strategize. So what do you tell our listeners for who get stuck in maybe a few hundred followers and it's not working out? The number of videos is increasing, but the number of followers are not increasing. Because I'm a part of Facebook group that says TikTok, Facebook group. There's a TikTok Facebook group, and I'm part of it. And people put screenshots that they have more videos than followers. And one of the comments that I got that someone else got was, "Oh, because your content is not engaging," and is that's disheartening, right? Because they made so much of effort to put their content, and there are a lot of videos, like tens of videos, and few followers. And what do you tell our listeners who are getting demotivated with this?
There's so many people that they do produce content and they don't get the engagement. Then look who is living in the area. Because let's say you are living in Iowa. Iowa, Des Moines, you know, whole entire state has 2 million people. And people are living in Iowa, in Des Moines. And then you are living somewhere like in a small town in that state, and you are shooting the videos. They're posting videos there. And TikTok is showing the videos regionally. First, it's like somehow it's just like regionally based. So I would observe who is using TikTok in the area, because it could also be by the location and the people that are using TikTok in that location. If they are not older and they're just kids, and your content is like for not for the teenagers and not for the kids, the older people will not comment unless you make them mad or make them upset, or you are so bizarre, they will comment, hate you, and will, you know, make these nasty comments. So it's sometimes it is the location too. I noticed that when I was speaking with a lot of people on Clubhouse doing content from LA or other states, other like cities in different United States. It is
making a difference.
The location too.
Okay, yes. So
camera too. Most some people don't realize that they don't have a good quality of camera.
Light. Lighting, camera, and of course the location. So for those who are not aware that their location has restricted number of views, could they make it up with hashtags? And how many hashtags should they use?
Yeah, they could make it up with hashtags, or they could try maybe open account with some friend in different states that is like more dominated, more people there, and see what it does. Have him or her post the videos for you and see what it does. If it helps, if it does, makes a difference. It is a way to test it and see, because a lot of people here in Czech Republic ask me, "Oh, I want to be international. I want to sell my product to people overseas. But how do I do that on TikTok?" Well, you don't do it really. You have to get the support from the local audience. So that, that's why you need to make content in Czech language. If you do it in English, you go nowhere. You get 200 followers and that's it. You're dead.
So
you have to speak the language of the local community, because they are supporting it. And then TikTok is pushing it to other people in another states, like East Coast, West Coast. It is definitely divided in United States too.
Location, and what about mentions? What about mentions? Like in the description, do you also do the mentions? Or would the person that you mention in the description also get a notification? They also get your video?
Oh, yes, those 15, you mentioned 15 people. What it does, I use it a lot, because when I post a video, I mention 15 people. You can add like 15 people. What it does is it will send them the video into direct messaging, and they will see you send them the video, and they will go to your video, and they may comment, they may like it. It will support, it will help, because they may not see your content on the For You page. TikTok may not show it to them.
Okay.
So, like, I have a friend, she has over 100,000 followers, and because we were not commenting each other, so I didn't even see her content. I was totally shocked when I looked at yesterday an account, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, you have published so many videos just in the last 2 weeks." And I had to go through these videos as I was going through it and liked it or commented. I got her content on my For You page now.
Splendid. And what about cross-pollination, right? Like after you make the TikTok video, it'll automatically, and before you're posting, it automatically asks you, gives you an option to post it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And should people make the best use of it?
Yes, definitely. It's just one press. I choose always.
But unfortunately, the quality by the time it comes to Instagram actually reduces. I don't know why. I don't know if it's happening to me or is it usually the case? Because the video, once it translates to Instagram, the quality is getting reduced. I don't know why, what's happening.
Okay, but that's from when you post video on TikTok, you have an option to share it on Instagram stories.
Right.
If you just choose stories, there's no difference. The video is in stories, and I can tell that a lot of people is watching my stories on Instagram.
Right.
But if I wanted to take that same video and post it to Instagram feed, then I have to get rid of the logo. I have to throw it into external downloader, TikTok downloader, to scrape off the TikTok logo, and then I have to upload it to Instagram to feed or Reels again. So it's a little bit tricky, yeah, because TikTok, Instagram is not gonna give you the views if you have the logo there.
Mm-mm. Right. Could you also record the live sessions? So let's talk about TikTok Live. How can people make the best use of TikTok Live? How frequently should they do it?
Yeah. Oh, I am streaming almost every single day now because I have.
Of course, with that kind of following, people do it.
No, yeah, because with my content, I don't make any controversial content. I don't make anybody upset anymore. They don't write me like, "Boomer, oh my goodness, what are you doing here?" at the beginning, you know. So I don't get such high views anymore like I used to. Mm-hmm. So when I go on live, I get more followers from live than I get from daily views. It's amazing how it shifted. So because on those lives, people keep coming and leaving and coming and leaving. And TikTok is always showing it, like the longer you are on live, it shows it to more people when they are scrolling through TikTok.
Oh,
they see Marcela is live. Ah, okay. Let me go. So I stream every single day now almost.
And what do you suggest? What's the frequency do you suggest to our listeners?
Well, for increasing the business, if you have a product, oh, this is a great sales. I don't sell anything through the TikToks video.
Right.
But when I go live, every time there is an opportunity to tell somebody because they ask, oh, what do you do for a living? And I go, okay, let's go to Marcela accommodation business. You can come here with your mom and dad.
Wonderful. Show them my,
and everybody knows that I have the accommodation business, or I am coaching, or I have a course starting up. So they can also help me to promote my course within the adults. So for anybody, my friend, she's doing jewelry.
Cool.
She's streaming while she's making the craft, jewelry pieces.
That's
she would stream for 4 hours making it, and she would look at, and they ask questions. And she said that she gets now more followers from live streams too than from her views.
Oh, wow. That's a very interesting point. So should people be making a live TikTok live once a week? Is that a good frequency?
Oh, yes, definitely. But you know what I recommend is for at the beginning, when you don't know what you're going to talk about, you know, it's kind of like these people, you don't know them. They don't know you, most of them. Because if you want to get your followers on your live stream, it's good to schedule and promote it within your videos.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to get all these strangers that they can just hate you and write you some silly comments. So what I recommend is for the lives to have a topic. Like you're going to talk about self-love, or you're going to talk about podcasting, how to make the best podcast ever, or how to grow on podcasting. And you basically making it almost like a presentation.
Absolutely.
And you will evolve around those questions. And
Phenomenal.
It's great.
Absolutely. Superb. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Marcela. It's like more than just a masterclass of TikTok. And I believe that you've added tons of value. And I'm sure a lot of listeners would love to get in touch with you. How can they find you? Of course, I'm going to post the links of your services and your website in the description. But for those who are driving, because a lot of people would be driving and listening to this podcast, how could they find you? Where can they find you? And what services would you provide? How do you add value to them?
Oh, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to promote myself. I've been on Clubhouse for almost a year and I didn't really sell anything. But I am starting my course, TikTok course, teaching people how to even start, create what to say. And I started in Czech language this Sunday. So I want to do the Saturday for my English audience. And it's basically we meet on Zoom. Whoever will get in, it's going to be super affordable.
Right.
And for 45 minutes, in 45 minutes, you're going to learn everything you need to do content, to do TikTok. And then next one, I have topics that are more about storytelling that are a little bit advanced.
Right.
So I'm going to start this for English next week, next Saturday for my English audience too. So they can find me basically all my links on Instagram, TikTok, Clubhouse are.
And I see that you started a YouTube channel, which already crossed 100 subscribers. I saw your TikTok videos on YouTube too. Did you just start in YouTube?
Well, that's an old YouTube, but I'm adding to it because when you look at the down, you will see videos with kids and my English classes with them and play with them. So, but I'm adding now the videos. I'm adding the podcast. I will add my classes there too, so people can see it eventually too if they don't make it.
Fascinating. You have a TikTok course. And you also, I do see that I saw that in your website that you do TikTok analysis, 1 hour analysis. You do.
Yes.
So could you talk about your services?
Yes. There's like a few things that I can offer people because not everybody can come to my like Saturday Zoom in the evening, afternoon. What they can do is, they can choose either a TikTok review if they are already experienced TikTokers and they are stuck, or they see like, oh, there's no following. Why? Let's have Marcela to evaluate, analyze it, and give me certain specific points. What should I do? Because I look at like 3 or 4 videos and I will tell you exactly what you should do next time with this one, with this one, with this one, which one is the best one, which one you should use for your growth. So that's what I will do in the TikTok analysis. Then the course is more for people that want to like communicate with me, ask me specific questions. So they don't have to wait forever. I'm live there, you know, it's not like I'm like on webinar pre-recorded. And then the third one is just like having a discussion on Zoom. Mm-hmm. About your potential on TikTok, because some people don't even know, is it for me? Should I use this or that? They have like 2-3 businesses and they want to build brand either for themselves or for the business, or how should I even approach that?
Absolutely. And I'm sure that some of our audience would also be business owners, who have companies, not just personal brand, but they have companies. Mm-hmm. And some of them could be medium range companies too. So do you also, what sort of value do you add to, how do you help these already established companies through your coaching? TikTok coaching?
I help them to determine how to use TikTok, whether they should use it for, I coach even employees, you know, employees that work in the company, and they are the figure in TikTok, making the content for the company. So basically they are building brand for the company with the employee. So the owner has to decide, am I going to be there myself, or am I going to have my PR manager or marketing manager to create the content and build the brand for our, because like, let's say it's a language school, and she the language school has online courses, and they want to sell the online courses online on social media. So TikTok is a perfect place. So I can help them to determine which part, which element, how to do it, or whether they should just do the ad. Advertising is now like Facebook.
Absolutely. Right.
You can create ad on TikTok same way as on Facebook, that you tape a video, choose some options, post, and that's it. Business account, and you have an ad.
And you have an ad. That's well, thank you so much. That's significant amount of value that you're adding through your services, through your TikTok, and your growth is actually motivating a lot of people. And definitely it's motivating me to get back to TikTok, because my TikTok, I just paused it because it's not, I'm one of those audience who was demotivated for a number of followers. And thank you very much for fueling the energy in me and confidence that I can get back and I can still add value. I can still get the following just with a little tweaks. Thanks a lot for that. And could you spell out your website for those who are driving?
Oh, it's marcelamarketing.club. Hold on one second.
Marcella, sure. I'm going to anyway.
M-A-R-C-E-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing, M-A-R, okay, I have to write it down.
No problem.
M-A-R.
K-E-T-I-N-G.
K-E-T-I-N-G.
Dot club.
C-L-U-B.
Club. Right, awesome. Great.
English version.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm going to do for you, Anirudh, I'm going to make a TikTok review for your account and send you a message on Instagram.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Any last bonuses that you wanted to give out for the audience who would want to come to your TikTok and or to your services through this podcast?
Yes, through podcast, definitely. If you
any code word that they can use to get some bonuses from you?
Calendly, I'm going to change my link to Calendly because now there is the course for my Czech audience. I'm going to change it to Calendly so you can choose my book a call with Marcela and I will make one for your podcast and it will be for free because for free and I will for 20 minutes, I will look at your account and we will discuss your TikTok account. Why is it not growing? Or how you could start anything for your listeners. You know, I'm not going to charge anything. I charge like $19. It's still really free.
Yes, it's $90 and you're getting...
$19, $20. It's really inexpensive. Right. Affordable for anybody.
Absolutely. So your one-hour analysis review session is $90. That's what I saw. £90. And
that's a TikTok review.
Oh, TikTok review. Okay.
20-minute call about your TikTok and I will make it for free for you, like a free call.
Great.
Trying to see, you know, your potential on TikTok and the detail analysis is a little bit different product and I have to know already, but if anybody wants to talk to me, you know, get on
they can
on call,
they can reach out so they can get it they can schedule a discovery call with you for free through
and
this podcast.
I will call it podcast, you know, Anirudh podcast. So
that's all, gamify your
free.
Life that's all.
Free
well,
call.
First of all, you earned plus 10 joy points. Congratulations, you unlocked an achievement. Now you're called Magnificent Marcella. That's the achievement that you unlocked. So thank you so much for being with me and helping our audience for a fantastic masterclass, folks. So that's our episode with Marcella Kort. Trochova with us, who's a TikTok coach, and she's going to be a mentor, and she has tremendous ideas to expand her services in her business. Please don't forget to check out the description and avail the free review for your TikTok, a discovery call with your TikTok, and don't forget to get her course, and trust me, that's going to be an investment that you don't want to regret. So, and don't forget to gamify your life, because accomplishing your goals through gamification is the most powerful thing you could ever do, and speed up your progress and always live gamefully. Thank you so much. This is your host, Anirudh Sharubu. Thank you so much, Marcella, and you have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much, too. You are amazing host.